Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
8 minutes before 6 a.m., we have a very important discussion with Dr. Leslie Bamford, specialist at National Department of Health. Dr. Bamford, thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
So, the Department of Health announced yesterday that an additional COVID-19 vaccine booster dose will be available at all vaccination sites across the country. Who is eligible for the booster?
Well, essentially, we will be offering a booster, an additional booster to all adults.
Mm-hmm.
People 50 years and older are already eligible to receive four doses. So they will now be offered a fifth dose, providing that there's been an interval of 180 days or 6 months since their last dose. And likewise, people 18 to 49 years old will be eligible to receive a fourth dose if it is 180 days mm-hmm. Since they received their last dose.
I think you've just answered my second question regarding the waiting period. You said 180 to six months.
That's right. So, yes, 180 days mm-hmm. or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember, the fourth doses for people over 50 years
okay.
were introduced in June last year. So it's a relatively small number of people who are already eligible.
Mm-hmm.
But in the coming weeks and months, more of that age group will become eligible for that fifth dose.
With vaccine fatigue being something that is in existence, how would you encourage citizens to inform their decisions? We know there's conspiracy theories, but we want to have facts here. We want medical research. We need specialist opinion. How do we inform our listeners to make a sound decision in the melee of information at the moment?
You know, I think the important thing to remember, so obviously, as the pandemic has evolved, our understanding of the situation, of the virus, of the role of vaccines has evolved. But the one thing that has not changed, has been confirmed along this journey, is that vaccines are our best protection against severe disease and death.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines have consistently been shown to provide protection against severe disease
mm-hmm.
And death. And really that, therefore, is why we continue to encourage people to come forward and be vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
whether they've never been vaccinated, whether this would be their first vaccination,
okay.
Or for people who have had a number of doses. We know that over time, protection provided by vaccination, it doesn't disappear, but it does wane over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we then offer the additional booster doses. There are people who are very keen to receive that ongoing protection. But in a sense, what's more important is for people who have never been vaccinated to get those first and second doses, because those are the doses that really provide the first and the most important protection against COVID.
We know that third-party endorsement is often easy. If it's peer-to-peer, brother, mother, GP talking to you about it casually, it seems less intimidating than hearing a report in the news. There's a lot of suspicions when it comes to our health. Is there any anecdotal evidence or feedback that can ameliorate some of these concerns?
So we know and we have learned that in promoting vaccines, we need both. We do need messages, you know, national messages, whether they come from the president, some other,
mm-hmm.
Whether they come from celebrities. But we also, many people want to hear about vaccines from someone that they know and trust. We are working to make sure that we provide vaccines in all our primary healthcare facilities because we know that people know and trust their healthcare workers. And we are working with a range of organizations. And where we are able to ensure one-on-one engagement, we do see improved uptake of vaccination.
All right. Now, it makes complete sense from the conversation and discussion that we've been having. So some of our listeners out there may be informed to make decisions that are responsible. And what we're really trying to do here, beyond just the compliance, Leslie, is to make sure that we are responsible citizens, and the media forms a part of that, and how that message is carried across is that perception. How do you balance that fine line between marketing and also a very important national imperative and for us to be responsible citizens?
So I think it probably needs to, I think probably engagement and conversation is very important. We as the National Department, our job is really to provide information, but we know that we need to be engaging with the media, with other stakeholders in society, and hoping that over time society really develops more understanding around science, around the importance of vaccines, and developed trust and confidence.
Yes.
That same trust and confidence that we have in vaccines. But we know that doesn't help if a large proportion of the population remains skeptical.
Definitely, I agree. Thank you so much once again, Dr. Leslie Bamford, specialist at Natural Department of Health, letting us know a bit more about the extra COVID-19 booster, which is now available.